The selection of the site for the second casino has South Philly neighborhood groups vowing to stop it. Neighbors around Philadelphia's first casino had a similar reaction, but some problems that residents feared have not materialized. Details from WHYY's Bill Hangley.
Sandy Salzman was afraid a casino would mean a wave of traffic and crime. 4 years later, those fears haven't come to pass, and some of her hopes have been realized. Salzman is the head of the New Kensington Community Development Corporation. She says Sugar House Casino not only creates relatively few new problems, but it's also sending thousands of dollars each year to community groups like hers.
It's been really beneficial to the community, to Northern Liberties, to Kensington South, to Fishtown, to Port Richmond. All the community groups have been able to apply, and as long as you're a nonprofit, you know, you can get funding.
Salzman's organization got about $50,000 last year to fix its roof, the result of a community benefits agreement signed between Sugar House and the neighborhood groups. Whether the new South Philadelphia casino will do the same thing is not yet certain, but longtime casino opponent Paul Boney says even when casinos offer visible benefits, the problems they create can be harder to spot.
Problem gamblers and gambling addicts do have a high rate of criminal activity. Read the media reports of anybody arrested for embezzlement from their employer, then inevitably it's because the person has a gambling problem.
Boney was one of hundreds who gathered in South Philadelphia last week to denounce the casino plan. The head of the Sports Complex Special Services District says her group is opposed to every aspect of the new casino. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.